Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 25. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me. You can't duck the truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. There is a popular phrase that you can likely finish. If it looks like a duck, swims like a duck, and quacks like a duck, then it probably is a... That's right, a duck. The lesson behind this phrase is that you can't ignore evidence. Ducks waddle, swim, and quack. That's what makes them ducks. It would be silly to call them something else, wouldn't it? Our reading today comes from a time in history when many of God's children were looking for the promised Messiah, someone who would be their great champion, liberator, and savior. There were many different ideas around town about what the Messiah would look like and how he would act. And then Jesus came, attracting all kinds of attention for his amazing teaching and his powerful healing. He described himself as being sent by God the Father to do his work. He had recently fed more than 5,000 people with nothing but a boy's lunch. He had helped a man who was born blind. The evidence was mounting. Jesus knew that people like to hear more than words. People can argue about words. That's why Jesus had all kinds of evidence to back up his words. "The works I do in my Father's name testify about me," he said to curious people looking at him. Who else could do the kind of miracles Jesus was doing? Who else fit all the descriptions of the Messiah that the prophets had written down so the people would know what to look for? Jesus was saying, "If I do the things only the Messiah could do, then I must be," that's right, "the Messiah." Many of the people following Jesus during his ministry did not believe he was the Messiah. They ignored the evidence. It's easy for us to point to them and say, "How silly. Why don't you believe?" But sin is powerful. It causes people to ignore the evidence and follow their own logical conclusions. Sometimes we ignore evidence too. We know Jesus is powerful enough to help us through any situation on any day, yet how many days do we worry? He promises to be with us, yet how often do we forget that when we need it most? He promises the best ending ever, life with him in heaven as our ultimate. Yet something happens that makes us feel as if our world is ending. That's when we confess our weaknesses, doubt, and fear, and ask for forgiveness. Then all that's left is to simply believe that if Jesus is who he says he is, our great champion and savior, we have forgiveness and eternal life. He's backed up his words with his saving actions. He is our savior. No one can say otherwise. The evidence is plain and true. We pray with confidence. Jesus, thank you for all the amazing evidence you provided to help us recognize you as our Savior. Most importantly, thank you for your resurrection that proves your victory over death. Help us believe in you always. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.